A letter for your birthday. I always write myself a letter on my birthday. These letters, like most of my writing, are written from my own beingness or self to any part of my humanness that needs reminders of what is most important. Today, I am sharing it here as well. So, while some of this is a bit more specific than other pieces of writing that I share, I hope that you also find some wisdom. I move between first and second person since it is a letter both to and from myself. Dear Paige, in your earthly body, you are 45 today. You are a mother, a writer, a singer, a speaker, a lover of what is, and a teacher of presence. You never have been anything but what you are, and you often know things before they happen, but none of this helps when you don't believe what you intuit from deepest spaciousness. Like a knife of truth and clarity, reality cuts through the mind's chatter, revealing simply and completely that all is well. Parenting your children is not about the future, it is about now. It is not about what my kids might one day remember, it is about what they know now. Not what their egos and preferences and thoughts think they know, but what their beingness knows. It is not about packing it all in so you can take more time off later. It's about now. Now having balance. Now having space. Now staying committed to what your dear, tender heart wants and needs and wishes to offer. And this sounds poetic, but it is hard work to be disciplined to the moment, exactly as it is. What is a life? One human life across a short span of years on a planet spinning through space and time. When it all comes out in the wash, our friends, parents, siblings, and family can be remembered as villains, as heroes, as saviors, as ghosts, depending on the moment of remembering. But what can be known always and forever is now. Now, what choice is my heart? Now, what way is the path of love? Now, now. Now. This year, I have committed to moving from deep surrender and total integrity with my own inner knowing. This inner knowing is one way I describe consciousness, love, and authenticity. Most of all, listening to this part and letting it lead means the deep release of doubt and fear. Doubt and fear are that which block the giver of life and joy. Living unafraid doesn't mean that fear does not arrive or arise. Fear is seen, felt, and released, but it does not make the decisions anymore. Life flows and leads each moment from heart-centered light of awareness. Happy birthday, Paige. If you're looking at my blog post or my newsletter, there's a picture of me. I think that's my first birthday, and then one of me right now. And then underneath it says, P.S. Every year on my birthday, I throw a dance party. It's been a tradition since I turned 30, and it's one of my favorite ways to connect non-verbally with other people through pure silliness and joy. Be well.